Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wig up, please.
Wig up, please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here live from Tel Aviv. I am still in Israel. I might not come back on today's Museum Quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Lunch, the Israeli way with the great Jerry Seinfeld, plus more things from my trip to Israel, plus Dick Stain, Donald Trump. Do not come crying on my shoulder, you fuck you. And Draymond Green is in the rubber room. All that morning, banging. Beautiful I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. A.K.A. the Dust Brothers, start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy with something real loud. But most importantly, start this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's go. Boom. Yes. Boom. I'll do it again. Biggity, boom. Oh, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. What? I said, have no fear, the I Am Riggity Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Charles Oakley of the Jews, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from where? Boom, Tel Aviv. I'm still here, baby. I'm still here in Israel. I've extended my trip again. I have extended my trip one more time. Who knows when I'm coming back? Who the fuck knows when I'm coming back? But I'm back on this mic. Oh yeah, I am back on this mic. Kiggity can't stop, wiggity won't stop. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. Feeling real good. Feeling real good. Feeling real safe. Feeling really, really sane. I'm wishing everybody a happy, happy new year. A merry fucking Christmas. Whatever you're into, I support and celebrate it all. Coming to the end. Coming to the end of 2023. And I just hope everybody finds the time to chill out, to cool out, to rest, relax, take in the good, the bad, and everything in between from the year 2023. Spend some time with your friends, with your family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your cats, your dogs, your plants, your Netflix, your chill, all of it. When I get back from Israel, got some time off, and then I'm back on the road. I'm coming to Portland. I am performing in Portland, Oregon, at the Helium Comedy Club. So I want everybody to come see me live the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Five shows in Portland, the 12th, 13th, 14th, at the Helium Comedy Club. Then I'll be in Royal Oak, Michigan, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I'll be there again. I performed there once before. Great shows. The 18th and the 19th. I'll be in Michigan. And then I'm going to be back on the road. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of shit in 2024. But this is not about me. This is about everybody else. I truly hope everybody is chilling out. I hope everybody is feeling good, feeling safe, feeling sane. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Tel Aviv. I've had an incredible trip here, man. The last few days, I've been able to step away from as much as you can. You can't really step away from anything, because I'll be honest, yesterday, I was in this beautiful cafe having lunch. Okay, I'm in there with my wife. I'm in there with some friends, including Jerry Seinfeld. Okay, what? Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. There's 10 of us. We got all kinds of hors d'oeuvres. We got some meats, some hummus. Okay, hummus is everywhere in Tel Aviv. Do not think that that's like some stereotype. They will give you hummus in your coffee if you let them. You got to say, I want my coffee black with no hummus. They put that fucking hummus everywhere. Good hummus, but nonetheless, I've had more hummus in the last 12 days than I had in my entire life. And I'm a hummus fan, but, you know, enough is enough. We're sitting there, we're talking, we're think tanking, and everybody's discussing what's going on. We met this young man named Nimrod, that's his actual name. He was sharing with us his, yo, this dude is IDF, everybody's IDF. He had a crazy, crazy fucking October 7th. Him and his unit, 12 guys from his unit, four of them passed, unfortunately, took on 40. They killed 40 fucking terrorist, 40 of those motherfuckers that were just down there trying to slaughter. I mean, I've been talking to so many people, but I want to have him come on the podcast and share the incredible story that he told me over lunch. And by the way, while we're at lunch, he has his machine gun in his lap. Like, if you're in IDF, you don't separate, especially now with your machine gun, because there's rules and regulations that you need to follow if you are reserve or active in the IDF regarding your gun. Is it called a machine gun? I don't know. I just call it a machine gun. I might be wrong about that. But they, you know the kind of pieces they're walking around with. These ain't water guns. But while we're just getting seated, got my little spritzer. You know, there's like, you know, little meats and cheeses and all kinds of shit. My wife said it was 29. I said it was 26. The security guard said it was 29. I counted 26. 26 fucking rockets went off. 26. The streets cleared. You know how when you're in the streets of a city and it starts pouring rain, the streets cleared. People are running into the safe room. We were going to go into the safe room, but the restaurant was like in cement and we were like deep in the restaurant. They said, where you're staying right now is even safer than the safe room. I'm sitting there going, I've done a lot of things in my life. I've seen a lot of things in my life. I've heard a lot of things in my life. I've never heard 26 or 29, let's just say 26 rockets from the Gaza Strip being fired right into little ass Tel Aviv. The Iron Dome is iron doming. The whole thing lasted 2-3 minutes. The locals, the Israelis, they're not batting a fucking eye. At one point, the gentleman who was telling us the story, his machine gun fell on the tiled floor in the restaurant. I hear clunk, clunk, clunk. It's all normal to these people. It's all normal. But I have had such a great time here. I've met so many people. I have heard so many crazy stories. I have had so many great meals. I have talked to so many just appreciative people that were happy that I'm in town, that other people in town. Of course, you know, when people saw Jerry Seinfeld, they were tripping off of him. I was fucking with Jerry Seinfeld in Israel. But it's just been an incredible trip, an emotional trip, you know, and I know that there's so much more to learn and to understand, but I've talked to so many different people, met so many different people. I was talking about the West Bank. My friend, who now is a friend, who I post him all the time, his name is Matan Peretz, M-A-T-A-A-N. He's a comedian, born and raised in the West Bank. I was like, yo, right now, can you take me to the West Bank? They were like, fuck no. They were like, maybe we can take you now because there's such a military presence, but we wouldn't feel comfortable taking you to the West Bank. But I was thinking, because there's so many pro-Palestine, so many pro-Hamas, so many LGBTQ for Palestine, so many Jews for Palestine, I want to send one of you motherfuckers over to Israel. You can't stay in Israel. No, 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 no. You'll be too comfortable. You'll fall in love with this place. No, and this is not for opening your eyes about Israel. This is for opening your eyes about just the West Bank, the quote-unquote West Bank. I want to fly one of you motherfuckers over here one way. One-way trip. You bring your Jews for Palestine flag. You bring your LGBTQ for Palestine flag. You bring your Catholics for Palestine. All that shit. Bring all that goofy shit. You get to Israel. Okay? You can take yourself a bus or a get. Get's like the Uber over here. Get yourself to Jerusalem. Then you take a nice bus over to Ramallah. And you go over there and you talk that goofy shit over there. And if you come out alive, which you're not, I guarantee you, if you do make it out for life, you will change your entire fucking tune, because they're not with any of that goofy shit over there. The only thing they're with, the one, and they will tell you themselves. Some of you are like, Mike Rapp, well, I read this, I read that. Knock yourself out. Go over there with your lipstick, your dress on, your Jews for Palestine flag, all that goofy shit. I guarantee you when you come back, you'll be a new man or a new woman. If, and I say if, you make it out alive. I don't think you're going to make it out alive. But it's been 78 days. We're on the 78th day since October 7th. And I understand and know it in my bones. The only thing that'll fix this now and fix this going forward is the hostages. The 129 hostages need to be accounted for and returned. The 129 hostages who were kidnapped in broad fucking daylight need to be accounted for and returned. And Hamas, after that, during that, needs to be eradicated. Each and every one of these motherfuckers needs to go. Bye-bye, you fucks. They need to go. They don't give a fuck about anything except for the destruction of Israel, the destructions of all people that support Israel, the destruction of all things having to do with Jewish people. And they, like I said once, I say it again, Israel is just the small part of the meal. Israel, they want the whole kit and caboodle. They want the steak and lobster, the surf and turf with the chocolate pie, okay? The ice cream for dessert. They want the whole kit and caboodle. Fuck around and find out.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nonetheless, I have been following what's going on with my NBA, my NFL, obviously my fantasy football. I have bad news. In my money league, I'm out. Only thing I could do now is just break some hearts for the love of heartbreaking. Got a couple of more opportunities to do that. And it was tough. I'm duking it out in the Stern Show. And I plan on winning that fucking league once and for all. I plan on winning that fucking league once and for all. the Stern Show Fantasy Football League. I'm duking it out in the playoffs versus Richard Christie, him and his little dirty dick. I got my man Pat. Puka Nakuka. Roasting New Orleans Saints. I'll get to all that. But fantasy football is happening. NBA is happening. As unless you've been living under a rock or in a tunnel in Gaza, we all know that Draymond Green is in a rubber room. They rubber roomed him. Real nice and real proper. They hit him with that Jack Nicholson, that one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They might give this motherfucker a lobotomy. They're going to put him on a nice, nice, you know, medium grade mood stabilizer. Or they're going to kick you out the league, Duke. You're out of control. You're out of fucking control, man. You're jeopardizing people's lives on the court, motherfucker. Jesus Christ, what are you trying to do, man? What are you trying to do? He backward punched Nurkic, almost killed the fucking guy. There's only so much chest stomping, neck choking, and dick kicking you could do before Adam Silver has to say enough is enough. But they got to lock him up, man. You're going to kill somebody out there. I don't know. Maybe the Warriors should send him to his hometown, Detroit Pistons. Since he's such a winner, send him to the Pistons, who've lost 25 fucking straight games as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. 25 fucking straight games, which is a lot of fucking games over a long period of time. And they got talent. That Cade Cunningham, Ivy Bogdanovich, former coach of the year, Monty Williams, they get steamrolled, bum rushed every single night. They were just favorites against half of the Utah Jazz at home, and they still fucking lost. They still fucking lost. But if you're in the United States and you want to win, gotta go to CaptainPicks.com. Okay? The captains at Captain Picks are only about that winning life. I'm putting a free link for all of you to enter and join our Discord in our description. So go to that link right now, Rappapack. It is a group, a club of champions at Captain Picks, CaptainPicksDiggity.com. I don't know what the fuck is going on with them Detroit Pistons, but Christmas Day, there's a lot of games, a lot of NBA. A lot of NBA, and the NBA is and always will be fantastic. The Lakers, for some reason, decided to hang a ginormous banner for their in-season tournament. Kobe said, they'd only hang actual championship banners. They haven't won since, yeah, it was cute. They won that in-season championship, and they haven't one shit since. It seems like LeBron and AD are out every other game, and now they're in big trouble. I see a trade coming. Maybe Zach LaVine, who's a clutch guy, represented by Clutch, Rich Paul, basically represented by LeBron James. And I rewatched the Lakers. They lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They got the triple Twin Towers. Got 50 hung on them by and Joel Embiid, who's been incredible. Joel Embiid put 50 up on the Wolves. Steph had the Celtics seeing ghosts. He had them fucked up the other night. Did you see Steph Curry? Buried him the other day. And then the Celtics, they responded a day late by pounding the Kings out real nice and real proper, which is not easy to do. The Kings are good. The Celtics are good. Steph Curry is redonkulous. I'm excited to see who comes out of the East. The Knicks have been looking good. 16-11. Jalen Brunson dropped a 50-piece on the big Spitter, Kevin Durant, Phoenix Suns, who are not as good as I thought they were going to be, but you can't count those motherfuckers out. They lost Mitch Robinson for the year, which sucks. It sucks. In the long run, right now, it's opened up the floor for Julius Randle, but that's not, they need Mitch Robinson when it comes to crunch time. I like my guy Hartenstein, but they need another big. Maybe they'll sign somebody or get somebody like Clint Capella or Daniel Gafford. The Cavs are banged up. They got, yo, they're putting too much on Donovan Mitchell. They're putting too much on Donovan Mitchell. The Cavs are putting too much on Donovan Mitchell. I would love to see Mitch come to New York, give up RJ, give up Grimes, give us some picks, get it done. Can't trade quickly. He's too good. Should have signed him. But in order to get to the tippy-tippy top, the Knicks need another super-duper star. What else is with the NBA? Yo, Zion Williamson. Yo, this guy's fucked up. His contract is not guaranteed because he hasn't played enough games. My man. Yo, it's now. All that Instagram, high school, highlight reels, all that Duke Blue Devils, shoe this, shoe that. It's now. It's now or fucking never, fat man. Your contract is not guaranteed because you can't stay off the fucking burgers. Stay off the burgers. Leave the hummus to me. I mean, if this fucking guy came to New York, it'd be great. But pizza in New York, Chinese food in New York, as the great Bobby D said in A Bronx Tale, there's nothing worse in life than wasted talent. And Zion Williamson, you, my friend, are on your way to becoming wasted fucking talent. Stay off the fucking burgers. Get yourself a Peloton machine. Because the party's coming. Yo, you're great when you're out there, but you ain't out there. The Clippers are doing it. James Harden, they turn back the fucking clock. Him and Kawhi are looking good. Although Kawhi sat out last night and they got smoked by the Thunder, who are one of the most fun teams to watch. Trust me, if you like basketball, if you've given up on basketball, you want to watch fun, young team play, watch the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are a fun fucking team with that Chet Holmgren, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, the NBA is on its game this year. Like I said, Christmas, the best day of the year for NBA. And, I mean, I'm reading about the fucking Yankees and the money that's being spent with the Dodgers and the Yankees. The Yankees traded for Juan Soto. He's a slugger. He'll be okay as an outfielder in Yankee Stadium. Super hyped for the Yankees to return to Title Town. Title Town greatness. Come on, Yankees. You need to do something because the fucking Dodgers, I don't know where they got all this money from. Magic Johnson and the Dodgers dropped $1 billion last week. A billion dollars. $1 billion. They traded for Tyler Glasnow, who's the ace from the Devil Rays. They gave him a cool $100 million. Shohei Ohtani, a.k.a. the Japanese Babe Ruth, $700 million. $700 million. He only makes $2 million a year. Then at the end of the contract, the motherfucker gets $690 million. Yo, $700 million. And then they gave that stud Yamamoto $325. Where's the money come from? $325 million? I don't know how that shit works. You know I'm not a baseball guy, but I'm sniffing around it all. I just don't know how you could pay three guys basically $1 billion in 1 week. In one fucking week. Ohtani and Yamamoto were at the Rams game last night. Watch those highlights too, because I got fantasy football playoff ramifications. Puka Nacua and the Rams beat the shit out of the New Orleans Saints. Rams are looking good. I need your thoughts. These lips don't lie. This week, Richard Christie. You guys, I need to win this fucking fantasy football league once and for all. I need to bury that big gorilla lip, horse tooth, monkey fucking mouth, gorilla, baba booey once and for all. If I win this week, I face that mumbling freak, JD, or shorty shit stain Ben Bardo. I need that chip. I need that fucking chip. My guy, my quarterback, Josh Allen. Jumbo Josh Allen has the Bills on that fucking playoff hunt. They beat the shit out of the Cowboys last week, who allegedly, they're saying now, the team had a case of explosive diarrhea. These guys were shitting themselves before the game, allegedly during the game, at halftime. Not my problem. Listen, don't come to me. Okay? Don't come to me, 20-year-old NFL athletes. Talk to me and complain to me about your fucking stomach issues. I don't know what you ate. I don't know what you didn't eat. That ain't my problem. The Ravens and the Niners, they got their game Monday night football. I'm planning on being back in New York, Nueva Yorka, Monday. Who knows? I might stay longer. I don't fucking know. I love Israel. I love being here. I love the people. I love learning about the history of this incredible, incredible place. I love talking to people. And I love being Jewish. I fucking love it. I love it so much. But Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, NFL, NBA, 2024, it's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful fucking mess. And like I said, go to Captain Picks, CaptainPicks.com. So many games the next few days. College football, college basketball, women's college basketball. We're doing it all, NHL at CaptainPicks.com. Okay, CaptainFuckingPicks.com. Go to the link in the description of this episode. We got a little something for you in there.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I got NFL, man. This is it. Two games on Saturday, 10 games on Sunday, 3 games on Monday. Shit. NBA and NFL will always be fantastic. The NFL and NBA will always be fantastic. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast can't stop, won't stop winning. Of course, Dick Stain, Donald Trump. The Supreme Court got him off the ballot in Colorado. Colorado, the same state that has the Handito Bandito, Lauren Boebert. They got him tied up real nice and real proper. And I know a lot of people are saying this is not the American way. Dick Stain this, Dick Stain that. Yo. Whether you support Dick Stain or don't support Dick Stain, but if you do support Dick Stain, and I said at this point, voting for Dick Stain, Donald Trump is on the table. People went crazy. And I said it as a wake-up call. But I don't care if you're the most supportive Dick Stain, Donald Trump people out there. When you act like this motherfucker, when you talk the way he talks, when you imply crimes, when you imply threats, when you do all the shit that he's been doing for the last 7 years, this is what the fuck happens. People are like, fuck all that goofy shit. We're going to figure out a way to make your life a living fucking pile of pig shit, pig dick. We want you to swim in pig shit, pig dick. I personally don't think it's going to stick. Keeping him off the ballot because he has not been convicted of being an actual insurrectionist. But like I said, he did all of this to him fucking self. Okay? Don't cry now, motherfucker. You did it to yourself. Don't come looking for me. My endorsement costs money, motherfucker. You want me to do something? You got to pay me, pig dick. Shit. Talk about ramifications. The ramifications of me saying that voting for pig dick is on the table ain't worth it. Motherfuckers coming after me left, right, and center. I said what I said. I stick by what I said. But do not come in to the Gringo Mandingo, the inflamed Ashkenazi, looking for a motherfucking endorsement. My endorsement ain't free. It's pay or play. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted. Kiggity came, saw, disrupted. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope everybody is really, really going to find the time to relax and enjoy themselves over the holiday, the new year. And I truly, truly hope everybody's family is safe and sane. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out here with something real nice. Yes. Take us out here with something real loud. Yes. But most importantly, end this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.